Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Off he goes, off we go, off the man says, let's go, Monday, a new month, the 2nd of March is upon us. Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden on the air on the Good Day program to ferret out what's going on. Ferreting out brings me around to Pharrell Williams and what I saw on The Voice last night. I don't know why, that I ended up on The Voice, but it was
actually... Yeah, I wasn't on last night. How'd you end up there? They have a replay of it or something?
I don't know. I saw... Was it a replay? Could have been. I guess so. I thought it was. You sure? No, I think it was.
It's not live on Sunday nights.
Something, yeah, I don't know. But NBC I was playing.
Okay.
How do you know it was not?
I guess it was a replay.
Really?
Yeah. So what did you see?
I saw a guy who had a voice like Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, that guy was good, wasn't he?
Well, so when was that show on?
It was Thursday. I don't know, when's it on, Wednesday or Thursdays?
Hmm. So yeah. There we are. We started with a...
No, he was... I will tell you, I don't watch the show, but my wife does. And every now and then I'll wander into the room. It's,
yeah, right, exactly.
I don't watch those shows. But they have really good voices on that show. There's a lot of talent on that show. So it's interesting to watch.
Kind of reminds me of this show. There's a lot of talent here. 9 past the hour, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Rich at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Anything working on Netanyahu arriving in the United States? Kenny, who's saying what about that? The Prime Minister of Israel in Washington for a speech the White House didn't want him to give. Why would be my question? Why does the White House not want Netanyahu? This has been going on since the controversy started when Boehner invited. Well, they don't like each other.
Yeah,
they don't like Boehner. I mean, well, Boehner. I don't know.
Obama likes Obama and Obama Netanyahu not have bad blood.
Obama and Netanyahu are not on the same page philosophically. excuse me. Tell me that this isn't the case. Obama more and more and more seems like a petulant teenager to me, and so do the leaders on both sides. They're just always interested in themselves. They're so focused on themselves, their egos. And how does that serve? When you get into public service, isn't it optimum to just leave your ego at the door?
Here's the deal. I could see from the White House's perspective that Congress going above them and inviting a world leader to speak and at Congress would, I would say, probably burn some egos.
Why?
That's
if you're really working on doing what is best in service to the country. What does
that make? Now that said, I think that Obama should just suck it up and go shake the guy's hand and say thanks for coming and let's hear what you have to say. Hmm. But apparently that's not. But I could see where they could probably get their eyes crossed a little bit if somebody goes around them and invites a world leader to speak here. So okay, that said, now he's coming. Why don't you just go say hello to him? Why don't you? I mean, what are you going to be? You're being
Guatemala. You're a petulant teenager.
You're going to be in Guatemala.
No, the reason that we don't do this is because historically we don't have leaders from other countries who are about to run for election within a month come and speak to Congress or come and address the nation. Because it's favorite, because it's America weighing in and supporting one candidate over the other.
Well, so why don't we invite whoever the opposition is to come over and speak?
Because we don't publicly. We don't get it. You know, it's private when we get involved in other countries' elections. We don't.
Are you kidding? The CIA gets involved in elections
yes,
in countries
privately.
All over the world all the time.
Yeah, privately. We don't invite people who are running for office in other countries to come and speak to Congress.
Yeah. I still think they could work it out. I get what you're saying, Kenny.
Well,
but I still think you work it out.
The other thing here is Joe Biden. Joe Biden prides himself on being the foreign policy guy and having great relationships with all of these people. And he's going to toe the party line and shun him as well. And then, you know, maybe what Ken is saying has a lot to do with it.
888-302-3684. I wasn't trying to be a wise guy when I thought in my mind, who cares? Kenny, I can hear both sides of the argument, but I still think under the circumstances, you suck it up and you play the role of leader and not of petulant child. But that's me. 888-302-3684. What sort of world headlines are the reason for comment at either the Facebook page or the Twitter page, Kenny, as we get started overviewing the top 10 from this past weekend? There are a lot of people that wanted to be heard on that, I'm imagining. Well, be read, right? When we say be heard, it's kind of like we call this a show. It's not a show. It's a program because you can't see anything.
And I'm not dancing for you anytime soon.
No. I saw one of the great... I went to Las Vegas for the Donnie and Marie show.
How was it?
On Saturday. It was wonderful. It was superb. And one of the most fun anecdotal moments was when Donnie talked about him winning and his sister losing. It was really a lot of fun. So I don't know why that came into my mind at that moment, but just one of the things... that they also were proud of is that they, for 3 years in a row, have been the number one show in Las Vegas, and Britney Spears' show is just ahead of them. The last day of voting, this is a public vote of people who go to shows in Las Vegas. So they've won for 3 years in a row, and Britney was closely breathing down their neck, so they were asking people to go. But he is super. Everything you think about him, Richie, because of the times we've had him on here,
yeah,
is true. Very, very personable, warm. I've never really gotten her. She doesn't excite me one way or another, but they do a great job together. And it's just a wonderful, good, wholesome, fun way to spend an hour and 45 minutes.
You know, it's with people, you want to feel like you really know who they are.
Yeah.
Why,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
and with him, you get that feeling. You know he's the real deal.
Yeah. Well, I think we all want to feel like we know somebody who's well known.
I mean, do I have Donny Osmond records at home? No.
No.
But he's just such a good guy.
Yeah, I did have actually some of those. I think a few 45s laying around here and there. All right, so Kenny,
he's like Dick Clark. Dick Clark, you talk to him, and he talks to you like you're his best friend.
Yep.
And you've been friend for 100 years.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way. That's a very good reference. All right, so Kenny, why did I ask you what we had and then went to Donnie? I'm trying to remember why I put the two of those things together.
I don't know, but lots of people are talking about Saturday Night Live from this weekend and their ISIS skit.
What happened with that? I didn't see the skit yet.
It was a parody of a Toyota commercial, I think, that ran during the Super Bowl, where a dad drops off his daughter at the airport and she's joining the service. And in this case, it was a dad dropping off Dakota, what's her name, from 58.
Johnson.
Yeah. Except that she was joining ISIS.
Huh. Well, there were a couple of girls. Didn't we see that going on this weekend from someplace? I must say I was somewhat absent from the specifics of news, but I think out of the corner of my eye yesterday when I was looking at some headlines that I saw a couple of girls wanting... Were they British girls?
From England.
Yeah. We're going... man, what does it matter? Unga bunga. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
There's a lot of news from Russia today for interesting purposes. A lot of things freezing in Russia, including food prices. They've had as cold a winter in Russia. Russia normally is not a pleasant place to be. Pretty much 10 out of 12 months of the year, weather-wise, horribly dark. And I remember being in Moscow and St. Petersburg and some of these other... And by the way, it was an interesting contrast to, as an aside, to go to Kiev on the same trip. I was in Kiev, which is the capital of Ukraine. Beautiful, green, lush area, even though it was only that... That airport is 35 miles from Chernobyl. Still was beautiful and lush-looking. And then going to Moscow is so dark and dirty. St. Petersburg was, as I remember it, we were there in a warm time of the year, too, in springtime. It was still cold, but not forbidden, foreboding, if you will. But this time of year over there, woof. And so there's been plenty of trouble because of all of the problems with the price of oil. Putin's up to his neck in killing his nemesis. And I think he's going to be, I think you're going to see the makings of a sort of revolution over there. But the thing I was most interested in is how the government has put the control mechanisms on their food prices, because prices over there were going up, 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 because the situation economically in the country was bad. And so now people were actually, the conditions were so bad that people were freezing and dying on the streets, malnutrition, that sort of thing. So the government has put a price freeze on all of the food that's available in the supermarkets around the country. Inflation is 18-19% in Russia right now. Imagine, remember when it was that, when Jimmy Carter was president?
Yeah.
That's the reference that we go back to Jimmy Carter and the long gas lines and stuff. They aren't able to provide. I think the Western news media, interestingly enough, has not done a particularly good job of giving us a picture of what it's like inside of Russia now. Putin is so disrupted the equilibrium in the country by going into the Ukraine. It just made a mess out of pretty much everything over there. So under the circumstances, interesting, pardon the pun, food for thought. 21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Hi, Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Plus, everybody gets the intro to Stevie Wonder's Superstition here, right?
Absolutely.
It's 24 after the hour on Good Day. Superstition, part of the album Inner Visions. Stevie Wonder got 5 Grammy Awards for this album on this date, 1974. Has You Are the Sunshine of My Life in it as well. What a genius. One of the things that Donny Osmond was talking about on Saturday night was his collaboration with lots of great musicians on his new album that he came to present to us. It's the soundtrack of his life, and he has he does a couple of Stevie Wonder tunes, and Stevie Wonder helped him with the production. Remember, he told us that, Richie, when he
was on
with
us. Yeah, we had him on a few months ago.
Very cool. All right, let's go to the Saturday Night Live skits, especially the one that Kenny was talking about that's controversial. The video of a father dropping off his daughter after graduation to go join ISIS. This is very close. I don't want to say it's close to home, but it's, when you listen to it, you can understand why it's controversial.
Well, this is it. You need any help with your bag?
No, that's all right. I got it.
How about some walking around money?
Dad, it's okay.
Okay, just make sure to...
Call you when I get there? I know.
Yeah. You know, you could stay home and do another year of high school.
Very funny, Dad.
Well, I'll see you Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'll see you. Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Looks like your ride's here. You be careful, okay?
Dad, it's just ISIS.
Pickup truck
full of what?
Take care of her, terrorists.
Death to America.
Ah!
truck with a bunch of ISIS guys in the back of it and an ISIS flag on the side of it pull up.
All right, so let's get the comments. Kenny, what do you have? You said there were a number of comments. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. What are the comments?
Let's see. Rebecca says, I'm absolutely floored that anyone would find the Saturday Night Live ISIS skit funny. There's nothing funny about it. It was tasteless and horrible.
Isn't that what comedy is supposed to be about? Sometimes aimed at making you think about what reality is in a way that maybe makes it easier to swallow. And I'm not saying I'm not
just supposed to be a little edgy. Saturday Night Live is.
Saturday Night Live is, for sure. All right, what are the comments, Kenny?
Bobby says the ISIS Saturday Night Live sketch was A, making fun of ISIS, B, making fun of the people that join ISIS. You know those blanks hated being spoofed on Saturday Night Live.
That's how I always wondered about that. Yeah, so does that mean they go blow up the NBC headquarters? Well, I didn't think about it for a second. That's their approach. Make fun of them, although there haven't been any ISIS spotting in our country.
They didn't mock Muhammad, so I guess they're okay.
Okay. All right, what other comments, Ken?
Michael says, if you don't think that was funny, the terrorists win.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't offended by it. I don't know that I...
Well, you wouldn't.
Must have got laughing, but...
Yeah, but I don't think they were worried about offending you.
Nah.
You got one more quickie, Kenny?
Sure. Kathy says, Dear Saturday Night Live, jokes about ISIS are not funny. See how much you laugh when you have to see your loved ones killed.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and David Frum. Coming right up, what can or should government do to parents who irresponsibly don't inoculate their children?
Get out to the forest. And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and David Frum. Most people now agree that all parents should vaccinate their children, but what do we do with parents who won't? Do we tell them, okay, keep your kids at home and homeschool them then?
Vaccines work. People need to have their children vaccinated. There is no demonstrated link between autism and vaccines. There was one study done in 1998 by a doctor who has since discredited. There have since been 40-some-odd studies that have not found any link between autism and vaccines. You can't mandate that people give their children inoculations, but you can make it very difficult for them to refuse. You can make it impossible for their children to go to public schools and, you know, participate in society in many ways.
Yeah, I'd go a little farther than that. I have 3 children. I don't feel I own any of them. I have authority over them, but that authority has to be exercised for their own good. So I don't buy the argument that the reason we tell parents they have to vaccinate is to protect other people's children. They have to protect their own children. Their children are not property. I actually think not immunizing your child is a form of child neglect. Now, there's some people with very strict religious objections, and if you know you can show a body that you're doing that, then they do have to be, in effect, quarantined.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and...
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Monday, good day program. Doug Stephan, Jennifer is not, I'm trying to figure out where she is, but she's not here. That's what's important. But what's more important is that Kenny is here and Richie is here. All right, so we were sort of, when last we were engaged in conversation about what was going on, talking about the Saturday Night Live skit and thoughts that people had. What else do we have that's of interest and importance? I wonder about comments regarding the death of Leonard Nimoy. Kenny, we got anything on that? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What a sad reality, by best way, of Friday afternoon.
And I didn't see anything, but this was really kind of neat on Twitter. William Shatner couldn't make it to the funeral. He was doing a charity event in Florida.
Yeah.
And he went to Twitter and started talking about what he was doing and his relationship with Nimoy and was answering people's questions. If you had a question about their relationship or anything, he was answering it all weekend long, whatever he could.
What were some of the questions?
They would ask if they ever pranked each other.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything that would have been interesting?
He said that Nimoy thinks he did.
Uh-huh. There was a time.
He took a lot of heat for not showing up, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did.
And a lot of people were upset with him for not being able to make it. And, you know, I guess Nimoy was Jewish, and they do it within 24 hours.
They're both Jewish. Yeah.
And, you know, and he had previous arrangements and couldn't get out of them, blah, 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 whatever it is. And people were just, oh, my God, you cannot make, you know, it was like he just killed him himself. You know, people were so upset with him.
Yeah, people like that. All right, what other things do we have that are cooking now on the social media pages that relate to our poll, as usually is the case on the weekend? We have a poll suggesting there are 10 items that we have on the Talkers Top 10 list of things that are researched by Talkers, and one of the bottom line is sometimes people agree, sometimes they don't agree with what Talkers comes up with. What won and what didn't this weekend, Kenny?
ISIS. ISIS was the big one. Joey says, what's going on is a complete disgrace. It's like it's 1939 all over again. How does the world not see that?
Yep, I think there's something to be said for that. The poll at DougSteffen.com also usually reflects the top 10 talk topics. So let's see what won on our poll in terms of interest. 26% said the president's amnesty order regarding immigration was number one. Let's see. Number two is the net neutrality issue. Number three was ISIS. Number four, Homeland Security funding. What the heck is going on with that, by the way? I'm trying to figure out. There's a week's worth of money there now, starting last Friday. So that means this Friday, they're out of money again. It looks to me like Boehner is losing his grip. Not that he hadn't already started to slip somewhat, but there's some real defiance there, it would appear, yes? Yes.
Well, he's kind of in a pickle because he's trying to make deals, but then the part of the party that doesn't want to make a
right.
deal, they
yeah.
want to stand their ground.
Right.
And he's stuck in between both of them.
How is he stuck in between both of them? He just said no. He's not stuck in between at all. He's not working with them.
No.
There's as much division in the Republican Party.
He's trying
party.
To come forward with deals, and his party will not approve them.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. There's no deal to be had here. These people don't want the people that have been elected by a group. I suppose maybe it's reflective of the old Tea Party, but there is a very strong. They would be the people that showed up and voted at CPAC last week, Richie. I would guess the people who really are not fans of Boehner because he's too moderate, or so they say. I don't think he's a moderate. I just think he's obstinate. And he's been there too long, and he's a victim of the Washington psychosis of I'm in charge, you're not. And so there's no, I mean, he's no different. I don't see any different. These guys are all the same.
I don't think so. I think he's
smell the same, look the same, act the same. Basically, just move one head, do a bobblehead doll of Boehner and a bobblehead doll of Obama and a bobblehead doll of this one and that one, and they're all the same.
Yeah, I think he's further to the middle as far as trying to make deals than his party is, and that's where he's getting stuck, and that's going to be his. I can't believe he was voted in again.
Yeah, I thought that was unusual as well. All right, so Kenny, do we transgress any other areas that you want to give all of us some input on as far as the results of weekend activity at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show?
As far as the what you were just talking about with the Department of Homeland Security and the funding, Jamie says this will be the downfall of the GOP, in my opinion. They cannot get behind anything. There's too much inner turmoil.
Well, there's that inner turmoil on both sides. It's not the downfall of anything. It just shows you, or maybe it's the downfall of the system if you carry it out to the nth degree. Not yet, but the system doesn't work. It's broken. It doesn't work.
They got nothing to scream about on the other side either.
No, not at all.
Nothing.
Speaking of screaming, Muhammad Amwazi. Jihadi John.
Ah, that guy.
Target of a drone attack that the U.S. or Britain planning if they can figure out where he is precisely. Find out where this guy is. We want to take him out. I wonder how easy or not. Where do they get their intelligence from?
So let me get this straight. We've already announced that if we find you,
we're going to get you.
We're going to get you with a drone.
Smart play, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not that he couldn't figure that out. I mean, mm-hmm. he knows now that they know who he is. Now it's just a matter. I'm surprised they haven't taken his family.
In
London.
You're in Britain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Who knows? I'd be very curious to see where these people are. Mm-hmm. Are they still going to work every single day? Are they still going doing whatever there is, their daily life is? How do you walk around the streets of London knowing that guy is part of your family and feel safe?
Hey, pause in the action here for a moment. When we come back, what the authorities found in a U-Haul truck down on the border. 19 before the hour on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home number 3030.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen, good day, gang. Richie, Kenny, and I focused on this U-Haul truck carrying 4,700 pounds of marijuana rolling into Bisbee, Arizona. Local police checking out the truck. They'd been tipped off, and with the help of the Border Patrol, they brought their dogs, managed to intercept the truck, and $3 million worth of bundle marijuana. The operation was a success, but it went deeper than that. They traced the U-Haul's route to the border, and they found a house where inside a small shed on the property, they found the entrance to the longest drug smuggling tunnel ever discovered. This is, by the way, not far from Tucson. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement people from the Department of Homeland Security. This is, by the way, you think there isn't a method to the madness? It reminds me of the episode of Madam Secretary last night where all of these things are happening and you wonder, okay, is this just a coincidence that the Department of Homeland Security's budget is in jeopardy and these guys find all of a sudden they bring out all their specially trained agents. They have a tunnel team so that everybody, you know, I never knew they had a tunnel team.
Yeah.
Did you?
The Border Patrol's tunnel team.
Yeah.
Was immediately dispatched.
Yes. Right. So now there's all kinds of video of these tunnels, and it looks like something that came out of a movie. And the way the tunnel is built.
Yeah, look at that.
Really, look at that. Look at how, look at the finesse in these tunnels that they've got. So we all know that they have used these tunnels to transport drugs between Mexico and our country, but because we have seen a decrease, the Department of Homeland Security, instead of getting more money, has had less money. And I listen, you'll never hear me tell anybody that the government ought to have more money and that there should be more money set aside. It should be better managed. This was 905 feet long, the longest one ever. There are all kinds of tweets and retweets on this one, Kenny. Twice the length of the previous record holder, 480-foot underpass discovered last year near Nogales. considered the most active border area for underground tunneling. Officials describe the smuggling shaft as sophisticated. If you see the pictures, you see what they're talking about. It's very well done. It looks to me like it was done and it looks like a coal mine shaft or something. And the soil there is so easy to dig in, not unlike what the soil is like in San Diego. Between San Diego and Tijuana, they found lots of these. There was a state-of-the-art tunnel that they found in San Diego a couple of years ago, 2,500 feet long. The cartel, is it S-I-N-A-L-O-A, Sinaloa cartel?
I guess, yeah.
One of the most notorious, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like he said. I'm looking back over the history of this. El Chapo, that's what they're known for.
Yeah.
So
they have electricity, ventilation, groundwater.
Yeah.
Pulley systems.
Yeah.
Multi-tiered electrical runways, railways.
Wow.
It's quite the thing, isn't
it? Right underneath of us.
Mm-hmm.
They're laughing at us.
Yeah, they sure are. North Korea fired a couple of short-range ballistic missiles over the weekend, vowing merciless retaliation as the U.S. and South Korea kick off joint military drills. The North Koreans say they are recklessly confrontational. This has been something that's been going on for years and years, though, right? It's not something that's, there's nothing new about these things. They all try to... Whoosh. March Madness in the news today. When is actually baseball... Basketball March Madness. When does that start? Is that toward the end of the month?
Yeah.
Seems to me last year it went into...
Well, about mid...
Another week or two.
And then it'll end up like April 1st, April 2nd is when the finals are.
There's a different March Madness, though. Wall Street. March has a reputation for maddening market mood swings. For example, the NASDAQ composite topped out in March 2000 and then bottomed out in March of 2009. The NASDAQ flirting with 5,000 for the first time in 15 years. The March 2000 record was 5,048. March is the fifth best performance month for the tech-packed NASDAQ, average gain of 0.8%, like around 1%. Dow Jones Industrials do not usually play in this. NASDAQ is usually the player. NASDAQ and Standard & Poor's, the 500, are much better indices. I always wondered how Dow Jones, maybe it's just because of the name, why so many people paying attention to the Dow Jones Industrial Average. There's only 30-some-odd companies in there, whereas Standard & Poor's takes the top 500, much better indices, and so is the NASDAQ, even though it's a different stock focus. I don't get why. I've never gotten why it is that Dow Jones has so much influence.
They have the big boys.
Well, why? It's only 30 companies.
I know.
That's how it's always been. Don't question.
Right. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Right. It's always been the way that it is, so nobody should ask any questions. Beef prices. Gasoline and beef. Gasoline. You got a beef?
No, the price of beef? I'm looking at the companies on the Dow Jones now.
Oh, you are. Gasoline up 65 cents here in California in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Prices for beef, 19% last month over a year earlier. Prices expected to climb. You can, it's worth $1 a pound now to sell a cow to be slaughtered on the McDonald's market. That's what we call it, McDonald's market.
You know, grocery gas prices went up so high in California this week, don't you?
Because of the there's two problems with refineries out here.
One of them blew up.
Yeah, right. 10 before the hour on the Good Day program.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online. It's 314 while supplies last. See store, Staples.com for details. What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration in two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. Starting off with our usual focus from Shelley Palmer's perspective. Shelley is a well-known, well-respected eye and ear. Maybe he's got two eyes, right? Two eyes, two ears.
Last time I saw him, yeah.
Listening and watching what's going on in the area of technology. He talks about the features of a new Microsoft Windows 10 coming out later this year. This ought to be interesting for those of you who don't like. Let's see if this Windows 10 can be as good as something that Apple has. Let's get Shelley's review on that. Some other technology-associated news coming up as well here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, when Microsoft unveiled Windows 8, its radical look scared a lot of potential customers off. With Windows 10 launching later this year, Microsoft is dialing things back a bit and is merging Windows 7's look with some of Windows 8's best features. Windows 10 has a lot of shiny new features, but some of the most exciting upgrades can be found under the hood. The first thing you'll notice is a much faster boot up time. Microsoft changed the way that your OS is loaded from your hard drive, which means your computer will be ready much faster, even without changing your hardware. Another nice upgrade is the new Task Manager. Microsoft didn't really upgrade the Task Manager any time between Windows NT and Windows 7, but the Task Manager in Windows 8 and Windows 10 both better highlight apps using more resources and which impact your computer's boot up time the most. These are just a couple of the best features from Windows 8 that you'll get in Windows 10 if you upgrade from Windows 7. For a full list of new Windows 10 features, follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think
this
we
nice.
Just bring
oh.
it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
Well, you've always made me going to have to help me on this. Couple of battery issues here in technology. A company called Broadcom testing a platform likely to be released later this year that will double the battery life of these Google Android powered wearable devices that we've so many of them sold for Christmas. The watches that have all of the information on them about what's going on in your body, that kind of stuff. Normally the watches, the batteries have been wearing out fairly quickly, but apparently they're is a move to make them better. You haven't, either of you two guys wearing one of those fitness device watches?
I do not.
I have a Fitbit, but it's a clip-on thing. It's not a
Wear on your wrist, yeah. Motorola developing the Moto 360 smartwatch. This is another wearable device that allows you to mix and match bands, casings, and faces to fit your style. So is that, this is becoming a designer thing?
This is the new thing, yes.
It is.
Yeah. It not only brings tech into your life, but it's a fashion thing.
Really?
And it's going to be massive over the next couple of years.
Siemens developing an application that will help drivers find parking spots. Now, this seems to be something that's pretty practical.
Yeah.
They're beginning tests this spring in Europe using smartphone apps to transmit information about available spots to radar sensors mounted on street lamps. So the community, the town has to be in on this. But
I love it when you pull into a parking garage and they have these new systems.
The red lights and the green lights and stuff.
It's great.
Yeah.
You go to the mall at Christmas time, man. Woo.
Samsung's 128 GB flash storage chip, which halves battery power needs, offering speeds 2.7 times faster random data reads than Flash does, maybe into smartphones. Doesn't Samsung have a new phone out today?
Right. I think it's out soon. I don't think it's out quite yet.
It is. Yeah. How's that going to get it? Well, I got to go home and see if my Samsung that I have that I was actually going to start using is was found.
You bought that thing so long ago,
rubble.
It's outdated. You need a new one.
Yeah, right. All right, where we are here is the Good Day program for Monday, 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.